Previously on the originals.
I assume I have the misfortune of speaking to my mother.
I have come to heal our family. I will undo everything that has been done, thereby giving you a new life.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
You mean you don't recognize me?
It's been a long time, Finn.
I have to get back to campus, meet my new advisor. Mr. Griffith?
Call me Vincent.
Aiden, you and Oliver, escort the children. We'll handle the rest.
No more.
Oh, I'm afraid we've just begun.
What is it, Henny?
Something has happened to Elijah. He's vanished.
Well, stop fighting, Elijah. I want you to rejoin our family. Take the body of a mortal, and I'll be happy again.
Get out of my head.
The only way to find peace is my way.
Sister, I've come to beg for your help.
What for?
You know, I've always wanted children of my own.
Then go. Have your Viking children.
It's been almost a full year and I'm still not with child. I fear I'm cursed. Thalia, please. With your magic, you could help me.
You come to me, needing favors. If you hadn't abandoned your talents with witchcraft,
you could help yourself.
I was never as strong as you, I know that. Just as I know you will not turn me away. You are my sister, and whatever our quarrels, we are bound by blood. Please help me.
What you ask of me, it requires a heavy sacrifice.
I will do whatever you ask.
My precious little Esther.
Why don't you just kill me and get it over with?
Speak to her again, I'll feed you your tongue.
Spread the word from here to the bayou. Midnight tonight, he's to be put to death for his part in aiding the escape of deserters. For now, chain him up in the Lise.
Tell the other wolves to come and have a look and see what happens to traitors.
Well done. Now, I believe you have a meeting. Good. I'll tend to your brother.
Still sleeping. Lost in visions of horror and dreams of love. Still so strong, so full of life, too willful to take my offer.
I remember you as a little boy, innocent, kind. If that boy had known the creature he would one day grow up to be, he'd have leapt into my arms and begged me to save him. I'd do anything for that little boy. As I would you.
See, your interrogation went well.
It turns out these witches are delicate creatures. No matter. I suspected my mother has Elijah captive.
Great. Let's go find them.
Esther is too powerful. She won't easily be found.
I need to draw her out.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to change my shirt. And then I'm going to find my brother.
Carl, let me come with you.
I know you want to help Haley, but you can't. My mother is wretched. She will target you in order to thwart me. And I can't very well save Elijah if I'm busy saving you. Can I?
I did like you said. I kept a low profile, went all over the city. There's no sign of Elijah anywhere.
Yeah, the humans I know said the same thing. Maybe Klaus is having better luck.
No, he's not, which sucks, considering how low the bar is around here. Listen, you two up for a rescue mission? Are we going after Elijah? Nope, that's all Klaus. I'm talking about Oliver. He and Elijah were fighting the werewolves together. I've heard that Oliver's been captured, and he's about to be executed. Now look, if we can save Oliver, then we might be able to find out where Elijah is.
Okay, so what do you want from us?
Just a little distraction. Esther's son, Finn, he's the one that's controlling the werewolves. If you can keep him out of the way, I can go get Ollie myself.
You can't take on all those wolves by yourself. You'll get killed, and then I'll get killed for letting it happen.
I'm not going in alone. The werewolves may be answering to the witches, but they still have an alpha. I just have to find him.
Fancy seeing you here.
Not that fancy, seeing as I work here. I thought I mentioned that.
Emmy, half my patients work in bars. Can't avoid them all. You okay? Let me guess. More drama with Klaus. Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, he has family in town. They don't really get along, and he's kind of slipping out. I got sucked into the crazy.
Seems unfair that he would rely so heavily on you for support. Does he have anyone else?
His sister left town. His brother's been occupied. The rest of his family wouldn't say has a healthy dynamic, so I guess I just feel a professional obligation to help him.
Cammy, this is a person whom you've described as being dangerous.
Not to me.
I don't want you to put yourself in a position where he can harm you.
I know it's your job to give me advice, but can we save the shop talk? I mean, it is happy hour.
You're right. Now is not the time. Bartender, I'll have a whiskey, meat, and for the lady of Caesarea, 2 spoons of honey.
You know what? Better cancel that. I actually have to run, but I'll see you Monday.
Are you watching this, Mother? Nothing says I loathe you quite like desecrating a corpse.
Niklaus.
You seem troubled. If I didn't know better, I'd say you were worried.
What has she done to you?
1,000 years. Murder, mayhem, and mother, please, she can still save our souls. She wants to talk. Perhaps we should listen.
The petty illusions, Esther.
Where is Elijah?
He's preoccupied at the moment. I'm helping him find his way. But not to worry. I'll return him to you. All I ask is that you hear me out.
You expect me to sit through a sermon of your lies?
I have lied in the past. To my shame.
But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm in the process of making Elijah into the man he was meant to be. And I intend to do the same for you. This plantation, ruined by fire. How sad. Not to mention symbolic. After all, you never intended to build a true home here. Even as Haley carried your child, as Rebecca and Elijah sought to defend you, your thoughts were focused only on your conquest of the quarter. Tell me, how did that go?
I'm sorry, is this some sort of motherly critique? Please feel free to choke on it.
I mention your failures only to make a point, my dear. You've endured several lifetimes of misery. Never mind the suffering you've caused others, even to your own blood. You yourself remain trapped in a perpetual state of despair. I have come to offer you a means to escape that cycle.
And that's about all the hypocrisy I can take. I suggest you give me my brother before I get angry.
Such hatred. It breaks my heart to see you like this. The boy I loved.
Your love was a curse. An effect you feigned. The truth is you're no better than Michael. And like him, you seem to have crawled back from the grave simply to ruin your own children.
Oh.
You didn't know? Yes. The destroyer has risen. Brought back to kill me by the witch Davina. Surely Cole has revealed everything to you. Or his mother's loyal little bootlicker, not quite so loyal after all.
I bet you want a new advisor right about now.
Who is he, Marcel? I mean, really.
Long story short is impossible.
I checked the school's website. Vincent Griffith has no other academic credentials. And according to my Uncle Kieran's big book of New Orleans bloodlines, Griffith is a family of witches.
Oh, it's worse than that. Your therapist has a 1,000-year-old dead vampire inside of him named Finn Michelson.
My advisor? Is Klaus's brother? Oh, God, Marcel. He came into Rousseau's today asking questions about Klaus and ordered my favorite drink like he's been watching me. Why?
Probably get the scoop on Klaus. Or maybe to use you as bait for a trap. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either way, you're done with that guy.
No. I'm just getting started.
If Michael has returned, we will need to deal with
him. We? Is that a joke? Am I to forego centuries of hatred for my evil mother in order to join her in besting the very demon she herself allowed to raise me?
I am not evil, Niklaus. I am your salvation. And Michael, he was not always a demon. Long ago, he loved his children with all his heart. He doted on your brother Finn. But it was our firstborn, Freya, who was the apple of his eye.
Do you really think that saccharine recollections of ancient history will have any effect on me at all?
What I think is you have gone mad from centuries of hating your parents. But if you join me now, I can grant you peace. And should Michael return with the intent to harm you, I will strike him down myself.
Quite an offer. But you know, I've never needed any help when it comes to killing parents.
You reject me out of hatred. But I have something stronger. I have the truth about your father. Not Michael, your real father.
You're going to have to do a lot better than that if you're going to kill a hybrid.
Stop!
Jackson?
Haley. I see you met my friend Ansel.
You know her?
Yeah, actually I do. She was supposed to be my wife.
A 1,000 years ago, in a fit of rage, you wrapped your bare hands around my neck and squeezed until I died. Do you even remember why?
Let's see. You turned us all into monsters. You cursed me, denied me of my hybrid nature. You lied about my father.
It's that one above all. You killed me because I kept you from ever knowing your true father.
My hatred for you runs so deep it's difficult to pinpoint its origin. Maybe I hate that I am the product of a whore's lechery.
Watch your mouth! You would do well to remember that you are still my son.
You judge me evil. Yet it was your lust that made me what I am.
And not once have I ever regretted the love I had for your father. And you have never known the truth of how that love came to be. Of what happened in the months after Michael and I lost your sister Freya to the plague. There are no words for the loss of a child, as you well know.
After Francesca Guerrero took over the wolves, she offered me a moonlight ring, as long as I'd call her Alpha. I declined. So a couple of her brothers dragged me out here and left me for dead. And by the time I healed up, word had spread about what happened to you. And to your baby. I knew it was over. And I just drifted. That's when I met Ansel. See, he's been teaching me the old ways. The traditions. What it means to be a wolf.
You mean by living out in the ass end of nowhere?
Yeah, easy. Your kind makes him ornery.
My kind. Jack, whatever you and your friend think of me, my kind is the wolves. Even if they did pledge allegiance to a witch, all that means is they need an alpha. Ollie needs one, too.
Yeah, I heard about that. The thing is, Ollie betrayed me. He plotted with the Guerreras. He spilled his own people's blood.
He was trying to make up for that.
It doesn't matter. Witches have him. He's dead. Not that I care.
You don't want to be the alpha? Fine. I'll save Ollie myself. You got a problem, old man.
I have no love of vampires, but I will not allow a wolf to be killed by witches.
At least someone's interested.
After Freya died, Michael was inconsolable. Compelled by his grief, we were forced to pack our things and set across the seas. Eventually, his despair would drive us apart. And that's when I saw him for the first time. Your father. I'd never seen a man like him. Powerful, yet wise, but loved by his people. And because Michael had chosen to leave me alone in his grief, shunning me from his life, I found myself drawn to another.
Spare me the sordid details of my origin.
I only speak the truth.
Then tell me this, Mother. Why did your Adonis abandon his son? Why did he allow me to be raised by a monster who hated me? Why not claim me for himself? Raise me among the wolves?
Or was he as ashamed of his bastard as you were?
No. He loved you. It was I who forbade it. I knew if Michael had learned of my infidelity, he would have destroyed us in his rage. I had no choice.
So what, you're gonna spy on a witch with a 1,000-year-old grudge match against Klaus? I'm not gonna let you go anywhere near that guy.
I can handle myself.
Okay, I get it. You're mad at the guy, and you want to get even.
It's not about getting even, Marcel. Look around.
everything in this room. This is my family's legacy. And if I had just embraced it the first time around, I could have uncovered Francesca Guerrero's secret. And the wolves would never have taken over the quarter, and Klaus's baby would still be alive. So don't tell me not to get involved.
Hold that thought. Tell me you got your alpha.
He's out of commission, but I got the next best thing. I'm assuming you have a plan to keep Finn occupied?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might have an idea.
When I learned I was with child, I went back to Michael. I told him I was having his baby. He showed no joy, but neither did he suspect the truth. When you were born, it renewed his spirits. We had Cole, Rebecca, Henrik. Because of you, we were a family again.
Family built on secrets and lies.
Oh, you were my secret joy. And to protect your secret, I denied you a life with your father. But what if I could make up for all that? By curing you of this sickness that's infected your soul. Whereas I put Cole and Finn into the bodies of a witch, you I shall place into the body of a werewolf, so you can live out your days as what you were always meant to be.
What could possibly make you think I would agree to such a thing?
With mortality, you could start over. You could have a family of your own. Happiness, peace, all the things you've long been denied.
Enough! Tell me where Elijah is, or I will kill you. In this body, or any other you choose to jump into from now until bloody Armageddon.
I had hoped there was some part of you that yearned for an end to your vicious ways. But if you are determined to perpetuate the cycles of violence to which you have become accustomed, well then, I have to accommodate you. Apologies for the headache. Were you dreaming?
I was remembering the day I found out who my real father was. Only hours after Michael slaughtered him.
My darkest hour. Had you yourself not killed me soon thereafter, I doubt I ever would have recovered. You woke earlier than I expected. No matter. It is time.
Time for what?
You said you wanted Elijah. He's sleeping. Chained to the wall of a tomb in Lafayette Cemetery. I've lifted the spell that hides him. You are free to take him home. Now his own mind will work out his choice for him. When he wakes, he'll make his own decision. Every single thing I've said to you tonight is the truth, Niklaus. Whether you choose to believe it is up to you.
All good. Not a werewolf in sight.
Good. Appreciate you being here.
How's Blondie doing?
She'll be fine. Just keep an eye out for wolves, all right?
Thanks for coming. I feel bad about being so abrupt earlier. I'm sorry.
That was my fault. I was being unprofessional. My apologies.
You're sorry. I'm sorry. Let's call it even and have a drink.
So why is there more? But
you doing? Who the hell is that?
We're here to save your ass. Please tell me you know where Elijah is.
I know we're here.
Sorry, no time to be gentle. Let's go. So, how would you diagnose my friend Klaus, if I may ask?
Well, he's clearly depressive. Low self-esteem, paranoia, impulse control.
Wouldn't you agree?
A lot of it is beyond me. Too much history I don't know. Like, all the stuff with his siblings.
You know, the resentment.
How do you manage it?
I beg your pardon?
In one of our first sessions, you mentioned that you don't get along very well with your brothers. Do you stay in touch with them?
In a manner of speaking.
We're not particularly close.
And your parents, are they still around?
Am I prying? I'm totally prying.
All this talk about my family when you so recently scolded me about boundaries.
Just searching for coping methods. Trying to learn from the master.
Oh. Is that so?
You must be lost. Vampires caught in the quarter to be killed on sight.
Go, run. As fast as you can.
Just leave me here. Go.
To hell with that. If they want to fight, I'll give them a fight.
No. I came with you to save one of my own. I'll watch as you kill scores of them. Take your friend out the back. Move as fast as you can. I'll hold them off here.
Look, if I've offended you, I'm sorry.
You haven't offended me. It's just, you seem on edge. Perhaps it's this Klaus business. Is there something you haven't shared with me?
I guess I'm just nervous around you. I mean, I keep badgering you with my dumb questions.
Your questions are quite smart. They're just personal. And your interest is unexpected.
Maybe this is my passive-aggressive way of trying to change the subject from where I'm afraid you're headed.
Which is?
I think you're going to tell me to stop spending time with Klaus.
Kenny, you're an intelligent woman. You're articulate, poised. I think you can tell for yourself what's best.
You know, sometimes I ask myself why I let people like Klaus into my life. I have this destructive pattern. I'm always drawn to the bad boys. Maybe deep down, I feel like that's what I deserve.
I'm an expert in unhealthy patterns. I've broken some of my own. And I can help you do the same, if you let me.
No, you're here.
Why don't you just let us go and we can call it a day?
No, I don't think so.
Then we do this the hard way.
You idiots. You're lining up? It's not a hybrid. For what?
so you can kill me? All because some witch gave an order. I know I ain't innocent, but I never lost sight of what I was fighting for. We were gonna be a pack. But now, we are turning on each other, killing your own people. We do that, we're nothing.
You're not real.
Klaus.
No! You're a phantom conjured by Esther. That is all you are. Mother! Stop this charade! I know that thing is not real.
Look at me, Niklas. I am flesh and blood. You're flesh and blood.
You've been dead 1,000 years.
And through that time, I lingered on the other side, watching you let the world fall apart. Until I woke. 4 moons passed in a land of wolves like myself.
No! No! No, you're just in my head. You're an illusion, meant by my mother to sway me to accept her bargain.
I do not speak for Esther. I know nothing of her bargains. But you are my son.
You sure this is gonna work?
Klaus's blood is the only cure for a wolf bite. Thing is, I'm running low, so new rule, don't get bit.
I got bit saving your ass.
Yeah, you did good too. I gotta admit though, when you took off, I thought you were gone.
All my life, when things got tough, that's what I would do. I would run, because I never fit in anyway. This place, what you're building here, it fits. So I'm in. No running. No matter what.
And thanks for sticking it out. Hey, I take this. You okay?
Yeah. To be honest, not the worst date I've had in the city.
Yeah, it seemed like you had him wrapped around your finger by the time I left.
More than that, Vincent, Finn, whoever he is, I think he likes me.
I don't know if I'd call that good news.
Don't you get it? I'm his blind spot. If he's distracted, he's vulnerable, which means I can help take him down.
Well, you got him. Great. Where's Ansel?
He was busy being your man. He should be right behind us.
Jack, I have to tell you,
I already know, Ollie.
You sold me out to Francesca.
Look,
I know that I can't make up for that. But you need to hear this. You're the one. You're the Alpha. Our people are not meant to be slaves. You can free them.
Ollie? Ollie? What is wrong with him?
It's the witches.
Ollie?
They said he only had it till midnight.
Stay with me!
Jack.
He won't wake. Not yet. Which gives you and I one last chance to discuss my offer.
You promised me Elijah's safe return. Or was that a lie? Just like that ghoulish atrocity outside claiming to be my father back from the dead.
Your father's return is real. I pulled him from the other side before it collapsed. Left him in the bayou to join the wolves. And I used the execution of one of his own to draw him here. Where I knew he'd find you.
To what end? Besides my torment.
I brought him here to be the father you never had. To teach you to become the man you always longed to be. Once you are remade as a werewolf, you can join him.
His return changes nothing.
It changes everything. It is my gift to you, Niklaus. This offer is your last chance at salvation. Reject me now, and you will live out your endless days unloved and alone. Do not refuse me out of some ancient spite.
Spite. Hatred. Pure and perfect hatred that's greater now than the day I first took your life.
Why? After all I've done to explain to you, why must you persist?
Because you came for my child! My daughter! Your own blood!
You don't understand.
My child!
Niklaus, I had you.
You declared war when you came after my family. And for that, I will make you suffer as only I can. After all, I am my mother's son.
To the family. Fate said otherwise, and so you came to me. And for a price, I granted your wish. Now I must kill
him. When Michael returns from his journey, I swear.
You will tell him Freya grew ill and died.
Dalia.
You were forced to burn her body to stop the spread of plague.
Sister, please, I cannot give up my child.
You've already offered me more than just this one child. Our bargain was for this firstborn, and every firstborn of each generation that is to come.
For as long as your line shall last.
If you do this, if you take my daughter, I swear to you, I will return to the Black Arts. I will grow in power as a witch, and I will make you pay!
Your power is nothing against mine. foolish girl. You knew the bargain you made. And should you defy me, then I will take all your children, including little Finn, even unborn Elijah.
No, darling.
No.
Mama, what happened?
Nicholas refused my offer. Still burning with hatred for me. For what happened to his child.
He's a fool. Your actions saved this family. If that child had lived,
Daya would return. And she would come for us all.